I was rapping with an old mate, Trevor Belshaw, about e-books. He specialises in children's fiction and he's damn good at it. I could never write for kids because I hate them. I could barely tolerate my own four, and although I'm fine with my granddaughters, it's because they're at an age where I can have an intelligent debate with them. All in all, I prefer dogs. They're faithful, they don't ask awkward questions or answer back, and they don't bring a shedload of trouble to your door when they're in their teens. How can you write for an audience when you don't like or identify with the audience? I don't think you can. The big secret with writing for children is don't talk down to them. It's not an issue for me because I don't talk to them at all, other than telling them to shut up or clear off. Trevor, on the other hand, has that happy knack of producing readable children's tales filled with wonderful characters, thrilling stories, all complete with a traditional happy ending. But he runs into problems with e-books. Most kids aged between 5 and 10 don't own e-book technology. Computers, yes, but not Kindles or Sony e-readers. Sales then are likely to be slim. One area where this kind of book might work is in the interactive field, but then the average author runs into another problem, technobabble. Formatting an e-book is simple. I have software that can do the job in a minute once the manuscript and cover are ready. But interactive means programming. We all know that making the bits and pieces work on a website can be a nightmare for your bog-standard HTML newbie. Developing the systems to make an interactive e-book work, complete with drawings, puzzles and so on, must be nothing short of a nightmare. I'll stick to the written and spoken word, thanks. Trevor also produces more adult work, and you can find him at www.trevorbelshaw.com, and he blogs at www.trevorbelshaw.com/blog, and in both cases, Trevor Belshaw is all one word.